As Amanda just mentioned, people will be referred to her to check that their heart is working properly. And one of the tools available to doctors to see the heart in action is the echocardiogram. This uses ultrasound waves to image the heart as it beats, so the cardiologist can tell whether it's contracting correctly and that the heart muscle is a healthy shape. I volunteered to be a guinea pig.
Hi, I'm Claire Ward-Jones. I work for Philips Healthcare and my role is a cardiac ultrasound application specialist. That means I come into hospitals and train people how to use our products. We've got a machine that we call the Epic, and that is the premium ultrasound machine for cardiology. So we can do a 2D scan on you. We can also do 3D images, so we can get a 3D model of the heart.
Just from my point of view, looking at the machine, it kind of looks like I'm about to go in for a baby scan. So is it the same kind of thing?
Correct. So it's the same machine, and with just a different software and different transducers that we'd use on the machine, but they look identical.
And when you say transducer, is that sort of like the bit that you're rubbing around on me?
Yeah, so the echo probe or the transducer. So the bit we put jelly on and we put on your chest.
And what sort of signal is it that's sent out from this probe?
So they're ultrasound beams. So the ultrasound beams are sent out from the transducer, and they will bounce back when they hit structures within the body. So depending on the structures they hit, they come back at different times, and that's what makes up the image on the screen. So when they're received back into the transducer.
Fantastic. Shall we get cracking?
Yeah, let's go. So what we need to do, first of all, is you need to get onto the couch and you need to lie on your left side. But what that does is brings your heart closer to the front of your chest wall.
Mm-hmm.
So there's less distance for the ultrasound to travel, so it should produce a better image on the screen.
It's quite comfy, actually.
So I'm going to put 3 stickers on you now to monitor your heart rate while we do the scan.
Okay. So these are sort of like circular plasters with little metal clips on.
Yeah, we call them electrodes.
And these wires you're clipping to me, they're going to monitor the electric signal of my heartbeat?
Yeah. So you see this line here, this is your heart rate going along the screen. So it gives us a number, 87 beats a minute. And each time you see this complex, that's every time the heart beats, you'll see one of those.
Is 86 normal?
Yeah, so normal sinus rhythm is between 60 and 100.
Right.
So within that range is what we'd expect.
Awesome. Good to know.
Okay, and this is the ultrasound probe, which I'm going to put on your chest. It's not too big.
Mm-hmm.
I'll put some jelly on this bit here, which is the imaging footprint, and then that will go onto your chest.
Almost like a circular probe with like a flat bit on the end that I assume is going to be the bit that's going to be sort of rubbed around.
And this is jelly.
Right.
Which is what you'd also use on a baby scan. It just gives us a better picture because ultrasound doesn't travel through air. So we need to get rid of any air in between the probe and your skin. Okay, it's a bit cold.
Yep.
This is where we start the scan. And we have the image on the screen here.
Oh, wow. So that's literally my heart.
Yeah.
That's amazing.
My name is Rick Steeds. I'm a consultant cardiologist. I'm particularly interested in cardiovascular imaging, and I'm the current president of the British Society of Echocardiography.
We're looking at images on the screen here from the echo sound that I've just had done of my heart. So could you tell us a little bit more about exactly what it is I'm looking at?
Okay. It's very, very good at showing the structure of the heart, how strong the muscle is, whether the valves work, whether they leak, or whether they're narrowed, and whether there's damage to the heart, for example, from a heart attack. You'll be glad to know that this looks entirely normal.
That is very good to hear. So we can see, I think, 2 chambers there, and there's a valve sort of between them that is opening and closing with my heartbeat.
Okay, so on the left-hand side of the screen, you see the 2 walls of the left ventricle. The main floppy thing in the middle is the mitral valve, and then to the right hand side of the screen you can see the left atrium. So blood comes back from the lungs into the left atrium down the pulmonary veins, having picked up oxygen. It's passed into the main pumping chamber of the left ventricle, and then just above the mitral valve you can see 2 leaflets of the aortic valve and then the start of the aorta. So then the oxygenated blood is pumped through the aortic valve out into the aorta, and then it feeds your brain, heart, kidneys and everything else going with its oxygen. At the top of the screen, you can see a little bit of the right ventricle, which is the chamber that feeds deoxygenated blood back into the lungs. So that's where it picks up all its nutrients and then back into the heart. So this is a great picture of the engine of your body.
But I still can't believe I was seeing my own heart beating in front of me. Dr. Rick Steeds there, and before him, Claire Ward-Jones from Philips.